federal employees, especially at the management level, always have a unique interest in national election results. Well, yesterday it was the re-election of President Obama, plus a repeat of Democrats holding the Senate and Republicans holding the House. For some insight on what you can expect now, we turn to Don Kettle, Dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. Professor Kettle, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you this morning, Tom.
All right, so first question, do you think that the president really will reach across the aisle, so to speak, as he said in his acceptance speech last night, and actually invite Mitt Romney in, as he said, to help work out what's ahead?
Now, that was such an interesting line in his speech last evening or early this morning, but it's likely he's going to do that and more, I suspect, because now, having been reelected, the big play for him is obviously playing the role of the senior statesman, of the guy who's going to be stepping in and trying to find a way to bring sanity to the big problems that we're facing. And so bringing Republicans in and either challenging them to be his partner or pointing out the fact that they're not is, I think, in many ways the kind of role that a guy in the second term can do, and also a way of trying to sidestep what's surely going to be a really vicious counterattack likely to come from Republicans in Congress who are going to be trying to make sure that he doesn't have an even bigger legacy to try to burnish right now.
Republicans quoted in the media last night were very careful to say this election does not give the president a mandate. He doesn't have, you know, in the famous words of George W. Bush, a lot of political capital. So do you think that they're going to be responsive to those overtures?
Well, first of all, I think, Emily, that they're right, that it's hard to pull a big mandate out of this election, except for the fact that, of course, Romney didn't win. But Republicans have got a real problem on their hands at this point. They've got to find a way to reposition the party, to find a way to build the basis for a new majority, and to make sure that as they try to do so, that they don't end up painting themselves as the party of no. And so how they're going to go about doing that really requires some kind of conversation with the president, which could move things in a more positive direction, or perhaps to try to carve out a clear ideological stand, which could sharpen the conflict with the president at the same time. But continuing to play the hand of cards that they've been playing so far seems to be not a winning strategy. It's the old Yogi Bear, if you see a fork in the road, take it. This is a fork. And the problem is they've got to figure out which fork they want to take.
All right, so getting down to brass tacks, what are the major policy initiatives that may have been on the back burner that might now come to the front burner and we're going to see pushed by the administration?
I think that it's likely that the president really didn't leave anything on the table in the first term that was hot on what he wanted to do, except for trying to find a way to deal with the big fiscal issues. Well, I think we're likely to see some kind of effort to deal with the fiscal cliff coupled with tax reform. There are big issues, of course, on both climate change and trade policy and dealing with China. He's got the challenge of trying to figure out what to do about Europe. We've been discussing what to do about the Middle East. There's foreign policy initiatives you can see, tax reform and budget issues that are going to be paramount. I doubt that we're going to be seeing anything remotely like Obamacare in the second term.
When President Obama came in 4 years ago, he was able to get sort of the superstars of the party for all sorts of cabinet positions, like Hillary Rodham Clinton for Secretary of State. She said she wants to retire. There's speculation that other people have just, you know, they're tired, too. They want out. Is he going to be able to recruit as stellar a crew the second time around?
Well, it is likely that Clinton will be drifting away, although the president may impose on her to stick around a little bit longer, and she may see it in her interest to be able to at least stick around for a little bit of time before she gets her own perhaps 2016 campaign geared up. But there are lots of really smart people who are out there, I suspect, waiting for a chance, because I think they're going to see their chances helping the president build a legacy in policy terms and in political terms, maybe to really reinforce the possibility of an ongoing Democratic majority. And so I suspect they're going to be able to do a pretty good job of recruiting. Just who is a good question, and how many more musical chairs among cabinet positions, I think, is a very interesting thing that we'll be watching. There's going to be a little bit of a breather, but I suspect that in the next week or two, we're going to be seeing a lot of shakeout.
We're speaking with Don Kettle, Dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. Now, a lot of agencies, getting down to brass tacks for federal managers, a lot of agencies have been offering buyouts in the last couple of years, not so much to meet fiscal goals, but they've said they want to reshape their workforces. And maybe that's code for bringing in younger people and pushing out some people on the verge of retirement. What do you see in terms of management of the federal workforce now that the president has a second 4 years?
Well, we've got a series of things that are coming down the road. The big promise that everybody's been discussing for a long time about the baby boom retirement wave is sooner or later, and probably now sooner, going to start taking shape. And some agencies are going to be interested in trying to accelerate it, perhaps through buyouts. It's not likely to be a good time for salary increases because the budget situation doesn't look very happy, especially given the fiscal cliff. There are lots of interesting issues in the background on what are the competencies that the federal government needs and how best to try to align the workforce with the problems for the 21st century. And that may perhaps accelerate the pace of buyouts, but certainly increase the focus of the Office of Personnel Management and the Office of Management and Budget on exactly what kinds of skills the workforce needs and how best to try to hire people who can meet them. That may require some turnover of the federal workforce to be able to get there. And then, of course, there are those who really believe that the workforce is too large and the benefits are too great. The Republicans might continue that attack, and the administration is going to have to find a way to deal with those puzzles at the same time.
So what, you know, you've covered or you've observed a ton of these types of first term to second term transitions. What can federal workers expect, say, from now until January?
The time from now to January in particular, and then perhaps from January a little bit longer, is going to be especially perilous, I think, because the big issue out there is the fiscal cliff issue, and everybody's going to be trying to scramble to find a strategy. What seems to be the case on both sides is that there may be an incentive to push it down the road just a little bit, but the Republicans are going to need to find a strategy that works for them, that helps to redefine where the party is going to go. The president needs to make sure that he doesn't undercut his agenda. There's a question not only when these decisions are going to be made and what they're going to look like. The president's going to try to use the reelection to assert a kind of mantle of leadership and a role of statesmanship. And he may very well press for something sooner so they can get moving ahead on this. But in all this environment, the possibilities of, at least in the short term, hiring freezes, the possibility of continuation of the salary freezes and limits on COLAs, all of those things are likely to be cooking out there. And I don't like to see massive reductions in federal employment of the sort we might have in a Romney administration, but it's going to be a time when federal workers in particular are going to need to keep a close eye on what the overall strategies are going to be, because in the long run, it's clearly going to lead to some fundamental changes in the federal workforce.
Don Kettle is Dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. And Don, thanks as always for joining us.
So good to be with you, Tom and Emily.
And we're going to post this interview along with our complete election coverage and analysis of what it means to federal managers. You can find it at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and check out all of our election coverage on a special page, federalnewsradio.com/election2012.